Easy and straightforward. Perk Bays, Pasuk, Chaf. No, Perk Bays, Pasuk, Zayin. Famous Pasuk. So what's it going on over here? So let's say Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says that the Malka is says Yishbati to the goyim bitzvois through deer or through some sort of wild ayalois. Like I don't know what ayal is. Ayal is
not a ram.
no, that's an ayal, and that's like chaya. That's a behemoth. Ayol utzvi is a chaya. Ayol is a different animal than an ayol.
All right, that is about to move,
Huh?
about to move, right?
Ayol is a some sort of
It's a ram, an antelope.
wild antelope.
Antelope.
Okay. So don't push the doidi, please. Please don't ruin the ahava. I'm not home right now. Actually, when he's ready, don't ta'iru. Don't ruin the ahava, and don't be ma'orer it to try to get it to be either closer or further or any no chaper with it. This is the right word. Achatechpots until it comes out on its own, basically. Okay, so that's the that
What does
is,
that mean now?
huh?
Don't even
Don't
though
cause a premature expression of the ahava to come out before he's ready.
who's the Kesra talking to?
No,
No, we're
we're
talking to
talking
him.
to the
Oh.
Ummah Soil. Now, it's a different pshatim here. It's well known that this is the pasuk for the Gibel
Oh,
Shavuos,
sure.
that the Ummah Soil are under a Shavua not to do things which will try to, not to fight Klal Yisrael, etc. And,
So far, so good.
Well, that's what the whole answer is. Because the third Shavua is there's two Shavuas, and then there's a Shavua that we shouldn't be Oyla B'chaima. We shouldn't go there, so I'll take power
So
over the Goyim.
what's the saying?
So that's the whole thing, that maybe the whole Zionism is against the third Shavua, which is the whole Shita of the Zayarub. And the Meshech Chachma writes, but since they were about to their two Shavuas, we're not to keep our Shavua. What? Now, fine. It's a hard pasuk, but let's talk to Goyim. This is in, I'm going with the Pirsh Beis over here. So she says, after reminding herself of all the gedolos, don't make the ava come up before. It's not good to get it done early. And one of them says, we should push the kids.
Even though that's the good of the whole time, the last year of learning the Avada that we do want, there's two different kitzim, right?
Right, but he says, don't do unauthentic measures to push the kids.
Won't work.
Like he's well, you like sink yourself so deep into sin and tell Hashem, if you don't get me out now, I'm gonna be in the level of Tumah, so let's go. Don't do that stuff. Mina yesh beis mina inuyim. So there's two ways to be stuck in a bad matzav. One bad matzav is that the inuy is very, very, very rough. Inuy gadol, but there's revach between inuy and inuy. And the other one is that you're constantly in harried and constantly in tzara, but the tzaras themselves are not that bad. But it's the consistency of the relentlessness of the unending
Ending.
tzaras that are the problem. So, and it says that's the two things that Klal Yisrael complained about in Mitzrayim. The Koytzer Ruach is they couldn't catch their breath from the Tzaris, and the Avodah Kasha is that it was Avodah Kasha, even if they could catch their breath. Now, on these two, so we have a lot of Tzaris right now. And maybe because we're having all these Tzaris, it's time that we should tell Hashem, get us out of here. So Hashem says no. So we say, Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim b'tzvois, whether you are a deer or you're an ayal of the sadeh, I'm being mashbia you. So it sounds like what the Goyim is saying is that the tzvi and the ayal represent these two types of tzaris that may be going to be ma'orer by Hashem to prematurely bring the geula because we're suffering so much. And on that, there's a shavua. B'tzvois, ki yadua chiluk shebein merutzas tzvi la'ayal. There's a difference between the running of a deer to an ayal. Ki tzvi kal b'merutzav ein mesiyageya. A tzvi goes quick. Mashinkin ha'ayal shehu mesiyageya gets tired. Ki hoyul koifetz hu b'pamachat l'merochot. It jumps a lot, then gets tired. Jumps a lot, it gets tired. So basically, what it's saying is that the tzvi is the relentlessness of the tzaris. So maybe the tzvi type of tzara will come up to Hashem and say, Hashem, get Klal Yisrael out of these galus. Or the ayoldika tzara, which is the tzara that's the once in a while dika tzara that jumps, then it, but what?
But it might be harder.
Right. So, hishbat yaschem. She'atem mizdamen b'inyan ha'inereshen unta'iru. Okay, so he makes a shavua. I'm making you a shavua. Im is a lashon shavua. So what are the shavuas here? Ve'im ta'iru hu l'matakan. She'ahaya mukhachin l'asves tshuva. Ve'im ta'iru hu l'malal rachim aleinu. U'mevakesh al yitzchuk u'esakeitz. So we don't want two things. Im ta'iru. So im te'iru v'im ta'iru es ha'ava ad she'techbatz, meaning the av itself should come out. So we don't want that you convince Hashem to look at the tzaris, and also we don't want that we're only doing tshuva down here only because of the tzaris. Ad she'techbatz, the ava should come when it's the right time. Okay. Interesting shot in the puzzle. Beautiful shot. So in Ta'iru is down here, Ta'iru is up there. Now, if you look in Pirush Aleph, right before Pasuk Ches, it says, Kanas Chalas HaSefer. See that? Is your Pirush Aleph the same as my Pirush Aleph?
It doesn't have that. Yeah, this one.
In Pasuk Ches? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
This is action.
Yeah. So let's see these famous psukim. Kol doiti hinei zeh ba. Midaleng So now we said, so basically, according to this whole Pirush, then we're talking about the Ava that Hashem has for us, everything He did for us, and describing, yeah, we're not there yet, we're still at, and we're waiting for the Ava, Ad she'techbatz. This is the, if this was a play, this would be the first scene, like the bad scene, the scene, giving the scene, the background. What?
The opening.
Yeah. Now we start. Kol doidi I forgot to tell you the main point. You said, Hashem, you brought me to Chadar. From where? Where were you? Where were you that I had to bring you? What was the history over here? The Shemashchani doidi veratzi achrav kein heisa noyish heisi oimer legula atam arba moishana shenemru bein abasarim, and still he was medaling on the cates and the kapitz on the gvois. So this is talking about Hashem's, and the Goyim is going to go with this, on Hashem's interaction with us in different times throughout history, starting with Yitzias Mitzrayim and how he took us out.
So Havayana Melech was like the climax before the explanation of how we got there, and then now we're going back kind of.
Right.
So it was like
it's a story. I was there, I was in the Chadorah, it was on Tachayach, and now I'm basically Shchira and this, and you know.
So it was like, that was like shorthand or a trailer or something like that.
It was like, saying that, it was saying the story, who am I?
Very shorthand.
Right, who am I? He was having animal chadarav and this and now I'm shchora, but I'm not really shchora. I'm nava, and I'm still waiting. But don't hurry up. This pasuk now is like, and I'm a. We said I'm nichavatzas hasharay shoshana salamakim. You know, it's even the tzar has come, but I'm a shoshana. I'm going to rebuild, and I'm waiting for it to come. And let me tell you the story in detail. So, the kol doydi hinei zeba. Pirsh, Shashamati Koil shall do the issue, but take it. I'm back in Pirsh Alf. Shashalach Lea de Moisha, Shu Yoav Yigalino, Vikanu Ikar Schalsa Sefer. Vamar Kol Doidim, Vishesh Dalai Lomois. What are the four Lomois?
Shana, no. Oilam Shana Nadesh? That's not what I mean.
No. Now I'm saying four Tukuvas in the history of the world. Oilam Hazet? Oilam Haba, Yimus Mashiach, Tiasa Mesa. Where do we say that?
In
Arabic. Which, according to the Rambam, really should be the opposite. Should be the case of first, then the Moshe Mashiach. But fine. The Ramban asked that question. Akoponim, those are the four times. So these are the four things mentioned in the Pasuk. Kol Doig, these one. Hine is two. Zed is three. Ba is four. Kol doidi hu tchias amesim. Like it says, kol gadol bi novi mini rash by Yechezkel. You know the pasuk?
I'm
tired. Hine zeyimoyis haMashiach. It says, Rishon l'tzion hine hinam. That there's a pasuk there. Zeh hu olam hazeh. Ba is olam haba. So kol doidi hine zeh ba. So you exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all four spheres of the history of the world. You exist in Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, in Tchias Amesim, and in Yemos HaMashiach. And we hear your koil expressing itself in that world. Midalig ale harim, you jumped over harim to be koil us in time, and you're mekapis on the gvois. The goyin is going to explain what's the difference between a har and a giva, and why did this require a medallion, and that required a mekapis, and what were these two things referring to?
Shkoyach.
Usually it's backwards.
It
starts from
Tchias Mason Mashiach.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I did that.
And Sephardi, I looked and they said, was a gazelle or the